Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, stepping into the radio huddle. Cannon, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm just watching. It just finished. Nokovic, you know, just beating Nadal, one of the greatest, you know, tennis matches that I've ever watched. Nadal won the first set, and you look at Jokic, I mean, he's won now three in a row. So, I mean, it's been unbelievable tennis at the French Open, and maybe we're not as in tune into it because, you know, we don't have Americans ranked in the top 30. That hasn't happened since 1973, but, boy, it was just unbelievable. If you look at Rafael Nadal at Roland Garros Stadium, he was 105-2. Now he's 105-3. So Tsitsipas from Greece is going to play in the finals against Jokic and Djokovic. So when I look at that, I mean, it was truly unbelievable. There are 58 showdown between one another. And if you look at it, it dates back to 1968, that when you look at this type of play, and now he leads the overall series against Nadal, that being Djokovic, 30-28. So it's almost like flip a coin who's going to end up winning. And, you know, Djokovic right now being number one in the world. So it's live on the tennis channel. I think it's delayed broadcast on NBC, but just very entertaining. If you can just watch something for 3 or 4 hours, you can even be a casual tennis fan, but it was that competitive.
The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert here on Sports Talk. And Bobby, what about this idea of expanding the college football playoffs from 4 to 12? The committee is going to discuss it next week in Chicago. Do you like the idea? Are you for or against it?
Well, I'm for it because to me, it's all about money. You look, after the viewing a number of, or I should say numerous options, they believe the proposal best option is to increase participation. Obviously, to go 4 to 12 teams, that's the case, and even enhances the regular season where you're not really out of it. And just going to grow, got to keep up with the Joneses, just a national excitement for college football. And it's always about the money. It's just more money involved. So I think overall it'd be good. You know, when they're expanding from 4 to 12, the national championship with 6 spots reserved for the highest-ranked conference champions, and the other 6 going to at-large bid. So the Bulls will still be involved, but it's just more competitive football to actually win a championship, which I think is good.
My only issue is, Bobby, if you go back and look at the 2019 final college football rankings, I'm excluding 2020 because of the pandemic, right? And there were some hanky things with games played, et cetera. It was a better sample size to look at 2019. Auburn would have been number 12 overall with a 9-4 record, and I don't think that that's playoff worthy.
Well, NFL's not playoff worthy if you're a 500 team?
Different.
Why is it different? Why is it different?
Because you say it's different. Because their format.
Well, they're going to change the format. We're just so used to the 14 playoff. I think they want more teams involved and to spread the game or to make the game even more popular, people want to see other teams besides Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama. And so I think you'll
see those teams.
Yes, of course you're going to see them, but you can have an upset like you have in football. It's not a series. It's only one game. So it just gives more people hope, or more teams hope, to eventually be a champion. Now, the proposal considered, College Football Management Committee, they're going to meet in Chicago June 17th and 18th. So it's just right around the corner, and I just think it's going to get done because there's just more money involved, and I think that's the approach they're taking.
I get it, Bobby, and I think some of this is brought on also by when you have a college football playoff of four teams, those bowl games are really kind of irrelevant, have become even what used to be respectable bowl games, aren't as popular. So I think that's part of it as well.
Yeah, why it might take a while to I think at the soonest would be 2023 seasons because of contracts that they have with the bowl games. Currently six bowl games have a three-year rotation for hosting the semifinals, and the championship game obviously still open to the highest bidder. But look, the current semifinal bowl rotation, Rose, Sugar, Orange, Fiesta, Cotton, Peach Bowl, they're all still going to be involved in the playoffs. So when I look at it, I think you're going to look back and say, boy, why didn't we do this earlier as far as giving more teams an opportunity to be a national champion? It is competition, and, the bottom line is just more football, and we love football, and I think the fans will embrace it.
LSU and Tennessee tomorrow night in the Super Regional, game one at 6 o'clock right here on WWL. And Bobby, this is a rematch from earlier in the year, which the Vols swept LSU by a combined four runs. Tennessee has improved, so has LSU. If LSU can get the pitching, and they've got to get it, because I thought their bullpen was really good in the regional. If they get that kind of effort, I think they can hang and potentially win this series.
Yeah, Christian, even though they got swept, when you really think about it, when you look at it, it was 3-1, then 9-8, what, in 11 innings, and in a rain-interrupted game. We thought LSU was going to win that one. Then the other one went eight innings, and because it went into extra innings, so they're only going to play seven. It was a 3-2 game. So I think LSU's right there. They have a chance, and we just have to wait and see what's going to happen. And there's hope. There's hope for the Tigers.
Yeah, look, LSU's got to almost play perfect. Let me ask you this now. Do you think they get by and upset the Tennessee Volunteers, who went 20-10 in the SEC, Bobby?
Well, and that's hard to do. I don't know. I said they had to win the first game in the Oregon Regional, and that necessarily wasn't the case. But it puts a lot of pressure. To me, all the pressure's on Tennessee. They expected to win. So they could maybe be pressing if LSU can get up, 1-0 instead of, having to win maybe, two in a row.
NBA playoff, Clippers, Jazz last night, 117-111. I know that's a series you're paying a lot of attention to. The Jazz take down the Clippers last night.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you look at it, though, it's since the Lakers are out, I mean, who are you truly, rooting for? You even look, Milwaukee bounced back, against the Nets. Now that's going to be interesting. If you look at the Hawks and 76ers, they do have some intriguing matchups. Suns, Nuggets, you can see that the late game tonight. So it's just, I think even though the Lakers and LeBron and I was not involved, you look at a team like the Hawks, why couldn't we have this in New Orleans? Look, they've now won 13 consecutive home games. That's the longest active streak in the NBA right now. So they have a lot of intriguing basketball still left to play. And now with Joel Embiid, can the Hawks contain him? 79 points in the first two games against Atlanta. I think one of the key things was how they handled Trae Young, putting Ben Simmons on him. He even blocked one of his shots, and he's 6'11". Boy, look at Trae Young, probably seems like would reach him at his waist. But look, he had 35 points, 10 assists in that first game, one win, but only 1 of 7 on three-pointers. And he only scored 21 points in the 118-102 game two loss. So it's kind of back and forth, but I like where the Suns are at in Chris Paul. I mean, look, he's 36 years of age. He, you know, look at him. He had 17 points, but how he makes everyone better around him, 15 assists. But he had no turnovers. Well, if you get that from your guard position, that is critical. And, you know, a must-win game three for the Nuggets. You know, he got the NBA MVP in Nikola Jokic and, you know, had 24 points, 13 rebounds. But I just think the Suns are just catching the Nuggets at the right time. They don't have Murray. You know, he's out. So the Suns and Jazz, I think they'd be well represented, either one of those coming out the West. And we all think going to eventually, you know, have to challenge a team like the Brooklyn Nets.
Phoenix leads that series over the Nuggets 2-0. The Jazz lead the Clippers 2-0 as well. Bobby, any plans for the weekend?
No, I'm probably just going to go visit my mom and hang out and then watch the tennis, the French Open finals, and that pretty much giants out the heat. Well, it's hot. Summer is here, without a doubt.
Just has us thinking about those potential hot, sweaty days at the end of July and early August for Saints training camp.
And Christian, talking about Saints training camp or mini camp, I think this is going to be critical also because, you know, you want to wear a mask. I don't have to wear a mask and all that. Coach Payton had expressed a lot of optimism that early in the week that he thinks his team can reach the 85% vaccination threshold by the time they start training camp in July. And if the Saints could do so, then it'll allow the team to relax the stringent COVID protocols in their facility. But if they don't, then it's going to be almost like what they had to deal with last year. So I think they're going to encourage a lot of their players, look, you don't want to wear a mask and you wanted to the restrictions to be loosened up, then get vaccinated. So I think you see a number of teams do that simply because around the facility, they want, it to be more a relaxed atmosphere and not worried about testing and wearing a mask and all that stuff.
All right, Bobby. Enjoy your weekend, dude.
All right. Take care, dog. All right. Okay, bye.
All right, man. All right, we'll step away and come back to your calls next here on Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking Text Lines. Are you for or against the college football playoff committee expanding the current field from 4 to 12? 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.